This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Laura Banks, who's here to have a conversation with Dr. Andy Simon. Dr. Simon is the author of the new book, Rethink, Smashing the Myths of Women in Business. Dr. Simon is described as a corporate anthropologist. So, we will start with that, if you please. Mm-hmm. I remember Margaret Mead. Remember, everybody remember Margaret Mead? Mm-hmm. Coming of age in Samoa. I believe she was an anthropologist as well, Dr. Simon, and maybe she and you are the only people that I've ever known about who describe themselves as anthropologists. And you...
Oh, I interviewed Helen Fisher, who's one of the great anthropologists as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
well, now we have another great anthropologist. So what's the difference between a corporate anthropologist and a regular, like you and me, kind of anthropologist?
Wonderful question. I do remember meeting Margaret Mead, and I actually had her granddaughter as a speech coach, and I never got her. She was real, honestly real, and she had a great staff, and when she was in the Museum of Natural History in the elevator, she smiled and spoke to you. She was a terrific lady. So I fell in love with anthropology when I was in college, and it became who I am. And a very, my husband asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I'm an attorney or an anthropologist. And he said, oh, be an anthropologist. I am an anthropologist.
I remember when somebody asked me that question, I said, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to know.
No surprise, Doug, at all. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway, I did my work studying how people change, and then I got into business by chance. And I spent 20 years in banking and healthcare, helping organizations as an executive change. And then when I launched my business, my PR firm said, you're a corporate anthropologist that helps companies change. And I went, bingo, I am. And that's exactly how I crafted a field that, in fact, is growing like crazy now, as people are learning why a little anthropology can help their business grow. And my first book, it came out in 2016, was telling the stories of seven of our clients who got stuck or stalled, and a little anthropology began to help them see things. So
it's like the science of being human. It's ontology. Is it ontology?
It is the science of being human. In many ways, the question comes up, how can you study business? I thought you study small-scale societies. And so what makes you think a business isn't a small-scale society? If Margaret Mead studied Samoa, why studying, I don't know, LK Plumbing Supplies or a veterinary college or major health systems aren't the same? And so the application is very relevant, particularly today, because people hate to change, and that's what we specialize in helping them do.
But change in the change is what makes the world go round, in a manner of speaking, and now we've had sort of stop the world, I want to get off, because of the COVID reality. And so I was just actually this morning looking through all the businesses that have either closed or changed the way they operate or have to close a number of, and they're big companies, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, you name it, they're closing down some of their stores, or as in the case of some of these companies, is going out of business. And so a lot of people who are working in these areas, a lot of women, because women seem to be your focus, are not, they don't know what to do. And so along comes Dr. Simon.
Well, you know, the question keeps coming up. How will women not only adapt to this fast-changing time, but in fact lead the adaptation? So, you know, to your point, I have clients in Nashville who are destination marketing companies that have gone out of business because it's no destination and nobody's coming to Nashville. So it's a serious time. But here's the trick. We've evolved over 3, 4, 5 million years because we've been able to see opportunities and capitalize on them. In the past, before COVID, I used to tell people if you want to change, have a crisis or create one. I certainly didn't expect the pandemic. But the only thing people will pay attention to is that fire. They need to have enough fire to begin to see things. So as I'm an executive coach as well as an anthropologist, and as I work with my clients during the COVID, the first reaction was to fear it and flee it, fight it and appease it. The brain hates change. And then slowly we began to see the opportunities that were being offered. You'd be amazed how people rebuilt marriages. They actually decided to go buy a boat they've been arguing about for years. One husband decided to go run for office, and the wife became his campaign manager. I mean, you can look at the lemons and think about lemons or lemonade.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
right. Half full or half empty.
Half full, right, half empty, yep.
What I'm urging women and people who have been successful to do, and I'm working with a bunch of them, is now to think about, what did you really want to become? Was that really what it was meant to be? What can you really do now? How do you help others? There's a lot of thinking about helping other women adapt to this with new ideas that can be implemented, tested. The internet opens, you know, home business is an enormous opportunity to take what they can do and begin to see how to make it happen. And quite frankly, simply finding ways to deal with social well-being, remoteness, anxiety. People are saying, well, you know, I'm really lonely. I said, who's keeping you lonely? Is it you?
You're keeping
me lonely.
Or are
you reaching out?
Yeah.
It's a time for your, this is a time for the science of well-being. Reach out, do acts of kindness, you know, call people, talk to them.
Yeah, I've built multiple businesses, Doctor, and I just so love what you're doing in the world and so grateful. Right now I'm involved in a genetic medical testing company where we're bringing supplements and genetic understanding with an MD partner. And what I love to tell women to do and men to do is, you know, people, if you're home and you're out of work and you're looking, call the top 10 most successful people you know and see if you can do a joint venture, or can I work with you, or what are you doing now, or, you know, don't you, I mean, isn't there an opportunity there to just reach out to people you already know who might be doing something you want to do?
Do you remember the classic book, Never Eat Alone? You know,
no,
it's a classic on how do you network. It's a great book.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
Been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. But that's just what you're talking about. Why are you having breakfast, coffee alone? Get a hold of somebody and talk to them. Don't even sell anything. Just
right.
Talk about how are we going to reinvent what we can do with talent.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Here's a funny story, and then we have to pause for a moment. When I was doing more political talk radio, the opportunity presented itself for me to have breakfast with Lloyd Bentsen, who was then a senator from Texas. And I remember I was going to interview him for the program, and through his minion, he said to me, "Yep, you're happy. We'll schedule you tomorrow. You're in Dallas or wherever the hell he was. And yep, all you have to do is bring a check for $10,000, and we'll be happy to have breakfast for you." So having breakfast, sometimes it'll be worth. Don't pay $10,000, even though you may, as you listen to what Dr. Simon is saying and what Laura is saying, you may get $10,000 worth of benefit out of it. Don't start with a check. Let's see if we can get it without having to bring a check to the meal. Laura Banks is here with me on Your Hidden Power. We're talking to Dr. Andy Simon about rethinking, and I want to apply that to what I describe as the spoon-fed generation, the 19 to 29-year-olds, who aren't necessarily, in my mind, the description you gave of people who are open to this sort of thing. I'm not sure that they're among that group. Let's talk about that group specifically as we move along here on Your Hidden Power. A reminder about a great American story. As a matter of fact, I believe that Mike Lindell has a woman who is his CEO. Mike Lindell developed MyPillow and has become sort of a mainstay in the public conversation the last few years, mostly because of his MyPillow, what his story is. He's gotten a little more involved in some political stuff of late. But he does have a product that is on the minds. I mean, when you think about pillows and bedding, sheets, that sort of thing, what's the first brand name that comes to mind? It's no matter whether you buy this stuff or you don't, MyPillow is on the top of everybody's mind when you think about pillows and other things that you need to have a comfortable night's sleep. Whether it's the sheets, whether it's the pillowcases, whether it's the mattress topper, it's all there. And right now, the standard queen premium MyPillow and the king are on sale for a ridiculously low 66% off the regular price. So as an example, the standard queen premium MyPillow usually sells for $70. You can buy it right now for $30. How about them apples? A $40 savings, and the same thing applies to the kings. So now is the time to buy. Not only do you get the lowest price, but you get an extension of the 60-day money-back guarantee till March of next year. So if you don't like this stuff, use it all winter. Send it back, get your money back. Who's going to do that? They wouldn't stay in business if that was the case. But, you know, every once in a while, everybody's different. They have different tastes, different needs. Check it all out for yourself, though. Go to MyPillow.com, and on checkout, make sure you do use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges and these fabulous prices. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using DJV.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillLynch.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Quick return now with our conversation. Andy Simon is here. Dr. Simon has written a book called Rethink, Smashing the Myths of Women in Business. So I want to know how this applies to the younger generation, the 19 to 29-year-olds that don't seem to be listening to anybody about anything.
Well, you know, we have two choices there. We can listen to them, and we can begin to listen to what they're telling us about how you can create a different life. I had a client who was furious he had to buy ping pong tables for his new hires. And they said to him, why? And he said, well, we work from 9 to 5, and then we play. And they said, why? And he couldn't explain why. So instead, he started to play ping pong with them and found that his work was much better. He had a little time to quiet his mind and actually relate to them in a different way. Mm-hmm. The question is, wow, as if they are bad and we are good.
Right.
And I do think that they are different. But I also think it's a time to rethink what they're focused on. And I think this is a time particularly for women because, you know, 65% of the college students are women. They come out mm-hmm. far better than many of the guys. But they think the guys are smarter.
No.
So there's a myth.
Women are better at everything. That's my experience in business. Women are just better at everything. Hold on a second. I want to get our brain wrapped around this as we continue our conversation with the focus on this book, but we also have the whole experience that Dr. Simon has. So we continue. Laura Banks, Doug Steffen with Dr. Andy Simon here on Your Hidden Power. Don't forget our Your Hidden Power podcast, the one that's currently out there, number 167, focusing on living from your cosmic mind. That's very good, great material there. Check it all out every week. A new podcast at Your Hidden PowerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Stephan here with my friend Laura Banks. We're having a chat with Andy Simon to open your mind. We're talking about what happens with youngsters. What's distracting is seeing them so focused on devices. They are not the ones I come across are not curious. They don't seem to be very happy. They aren't very good physically in physical shape. They seem to be lumps on logs, the ones that are around me. And I don't know what that means for the future of their brain, because they don't use their brain. Any question they have, they go to the device. How do you learn by having somebody tell you all the answers, Dr. Simon?
Well, with all due respect to the Googles of the world, they have addicted us. I was a keynote at a conference of college presidents, and my co-keynote speaker was the head of higher ed at Google. And he said to the college presidents, "What do we need you for? Everything you need to know is on Google."
Oh my God!
Right. Taking it from a positive perspective, maybe they're assimilating information at a speed we never could, and they're just getting it in bite-sized pieces. Versus maybe, you see, I think that Doug, do you really think that our generation figured it out?
No,
we're divorced. We're miserable. We hate our jobs. They don't want a 9-to-5. They don't want to do. They saw my mother was miserable. Everybody I know is miserable over this job where they let themselves maybe have a 2-week vacation. Their marriages suffer. They end up over half in divorce. So these kids don't have a role model. They right?
You said several things important. They're not getting married until their 30s. Unlike the ones before us, they all got married as they maybe finished college or before.
Too young and yet divorced. I'm an example of that. I was divorced at 30 and never been married again.
And so all of the fundamental, David Brooks had a wonderful article in Atlantic on, was a nuclear family overrated? Was it a mistake?
Yeah.
Because today's kids are living together. They're co-sharing.
Yeah, I rejected it, all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never got married. No kids, child-free by choice. Yeah. I think there's something to learn from them unlearning. And there's a whole revolutionary opportunity we haven't even seen yet that they're going to bring. Maybe they'll be the ones to meet the extraterrestrials, Doug. We don't know.
I think I beat him to that. I met extraterrestrials already.
The reason I wrote the book was that we have a program at Washington University called the Simon Initiative for Entrepreneurship. And the women entrepreneurs-to-be had no role models. And I started to assemble enough women to give them role model stories that they could emulate, to your point. How do you know what you want to be without the role model? And then I realized that every one of those women were smashing the myths about what they could do. Mm-hmm. They were told, don't be a lady lawyer, you'll never have a family. Don't be an entrepreneur, women don't do that. Women can't lead, you can't lead organizations. Women aren't in aerospace, women are in geosciences. I can go on. But the women in the book are role models, just as you're talking about. So those 20-somethings need to see something else. Marion Edelman had this great quote, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And that's what the whole book is about.
My mother was very unhappy. She had a drinking problem and was very depressed and took pills, and she was a completely unexpressed artist. I took a lot of courses, Dr. Simon. I was in Landmark. Mm-hmm. I was work studying Terry Cole. I threw myself into social networking environments in 1979. And and that's how I learned. I learned from other people that I was in peer relationships with. If you don't have peers that are doing anything, go find a group that's up to something.
Exactly. You're absolutely right on.
I think it depends maybe on what you're exposed to. As you were telling that story, I'm thinking about my grandson who soaks all this stuff up like a sponge. His mother, my daughter, and his father are both college professors at UCLA. They're around books, they're around information, they're curious, and that has gone to him, and he will be that way, I know he will, through his life, because you just see it. So it may be what you are exposed to. That's very interesting. Even it's a lot to think about, Dr. Simon, and that's why we have people here on Your Hidden Power. The book is called Rethink, Smashing the Myths of Women in Business. If you go to her website, which is andysimon.com, I think you'll be able to move yourself into a position of understanding how this all works. SimonAssociates.net is her training connection as well. Dr. Simon, we wish you well. Thanks for being here.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Introducing the new Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. This Black Friday, save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Smart Sleep event. Get your best sleep. All night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The University of Miami is having its 3 remaining football games rescheduled because of coronavirus outbreaks. The game with Georgia Tech, originally scheduled for this Saturday, has been tentatively moved to December 19th. Next week's game at Wake Forest was pushed back to December 5th, and the clash with North Carolina will slide back to December 12th. There were 15 college football games postponed or canceled last week, pushing the total for the season to nearly 70. And if you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys the town will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and a 5-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze, stop in the middle of a motorcycle ride, or just get out of the big city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Geller is now with me. I'm Doug Steffen. You knew that. You know Uri Geller. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that beside being my friend, somebody who has helped me a lot, he's a contemporary, yet he's a mentor. Is it interesting, when we grew up, you and I both same age, a month or so older, your birthday's coming up, I'm a month or so older than you are, and as we survived on our own, basically, as kids growing up. And I wonder, in terms of how that shaped us, what was the most important thing, maybe, in terms of you and your, I was just talking to somebody about how I was pretty much alone. You had your mother, and I know that you lost a sibling, didn't you? Didn't your mother lose a baby? Don't I remember that as part of your story?
Oh, wow, Doug, you're starting with something very emotional. I better not go there, but yeah. Unfortunately, very sadly and tragically, my father didn't want children, and my mother had to go through 8 abortions, and I'm her 9th child. Yeah. She basically fought for me. But let's talk about something more fun and lighthearted. I'm outside my museum, and believe it or not, the youngest mentalist in the world is a young man. He's 16, and he's called Nevo Abutbul, and he is freaking out the world, and I predict that he is going to be the next Uri Geller worldwide. And the reason he's here with his dad, who used to be in the Navy, an officer in the Navy, is we're doing a TV show together in about half an hour. And he speaks okay English, so his name is Nevo. Ask him whatever you want. He's the youngest mentalist in the world.
Hello, hi, Doug.
Hello, Nival. How are you?
I'm never
surprised at who Uri has hanging around when we have our conversations. Always very interesting people. What do you think about Uri? Why are you hanging around with him? You're a young mentalist. He's an old mentalist. Are you looking to learn from him?
Uri is my mentor. I'm following since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We are keeping contact. He's helping me. He's teaching me a lot. About life, about how to live the fame, how to get used to the fame. And he's like a second father for me, you know. He's helping me a lot. He's sending me good energies. And I think, you know, to learn from the best, that's the best way to succeed.
That's right. You're right about that. What about in terms of how do you handle success? That's a great lesson. What are you learning from Uri about how he has handled success? I know the answer to it because Uri and I have been friends for years and years and years, and we spent a lot of time together. So I get a kick out of how he handles it because he doesn't take it seriously. How about you?
The first time that I met Uri, he told me to be kind, to be humble, to always help others, to be good to people. You know, if there's someone wants a picture, always take a picture with them and ask and answer to their questions. That's just one thing that Uri taught me about success.
How do people find you?
Well, I have my website. I have my Instagram account. It's Nevo the Mentalist in the website.com or Nevo _ ABUTBUL. That's on Instagram. I've been the finalist of Israel's Got Talent first season. And I've been a part of the Israeli news in the morning.
And let me just add that he's going to do America Got Talent. Probably Simon Cowell is watching his videos, and I've no doubt in my mind that he's going to go to America very soon. You know, COVID.
All right, so let me ask you for some help here. You know that the fellow who is the biggest naysayer with regard to you, Mr. Randy, has died. How do you teach Naval how to deal with people who will say he's a fake?
Look, because mentalism is kind of on the borderline of, yes, is it true, is it not? Well, most mentalists try to kind of cover the aspect of it is real, but I'm not telling you the truth. So you make up your own mind, the people at home who are watching. James Randi, God bless him, rest in peace. He was my best publicist. I mean, for 50 years, it dogged me, and he tried to debunk me. So what he did, basically, these skeptics don't really know about public relations and publicity. As long as they spelled my name correctly, I got it with open arms, and I'll end up with what Oscar Wilde said 100 years ago. There's only one worse thing in life than being talked about. And that's not being talked about.
Exactly, being ignored. Uri Geller, no chance of that. Check out Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Find out how that museum, that fascinating museum he's putting together, is coming along. Tell Mr. Naval that I was happy to chat with him. Doug Steffen with Uri Geller here. Up next, Mary O'Malley, your psychic scout. The Your Hidden Power podcast, something that a lot of people are going to have this information become more personal to them. The most recent Your Hidden Power, it's issue number 166. That's right, number one. So we've been doing this for quite a while now. A lot of great information. You can see all the way back to the beginning if you go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. We're going to listen this most recent podcast. is about a man who believes that his true calling is to be Buddha reborn. a very interesting fellow. He's got the pretty interesting background. There's a movie called Twice Born that you ought to see. That's his story. Plus the usual visits with Uri Geller and Mary O'Malley and Laura Banks here on Your Hidden Power. It's yourhiddenpowershow.com where you get the program every week and the podcast, or you can listen wherever you get your podcast to Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how to lose weight. Yeah, I saw something. Somebody sent me this, actually, and I was interested in this fellow's name is Tim. Listens to us up in Spokane, Washington. He writes, I recently underwent weight loss surgery and lost 110 pounds. Is there a non-surgical skin tightening procedure that you recommend? Losing weight that way can have all kinds of detrimental, really negative impact on you. You may lose the weight, maybe healthier for a while, but it's a real shock to your system. That's why I recommend that you take the slow boat to China, and not literally to China, but take the slow, the road less traveled, if you will, although more people are going down this road pretty much than any other weight loss program. This doesn't have any stimulants. Calitrin doesn't have any drugs. Calitrin is the name of the product, comes in capsule or liquid form. Take it every night before you go to bed, and over a six-month period, you'll have lost the weight, and you'll train your body how to keep it off. And the fact that you're only going to pay for 3 of the 6 months, really a fabulous opportunity. Now is the time. Before we get into the holidays, get on our program. Get your body to learn how to keep the weight where you want it to be. You're training your body. And that's what is the beauty of Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, my friends, and get the information about how, oh, actually, there's a consultant right there that'll talk to you. You can have your own consultant when you go there. Just flip to that, click on that button on the website, toploss.com, see all the success stories. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. So, number one, you have to pay for shipping. Number two, you get, you're assured of getting the great balanced offers. Buy three, get three free. Keep on this program for 6 months. So, yes, you get the weight off, and you train your body to keep it from coming back again. That's with Calitrin at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. The disease claims the lives of around 150,000 Americans each year. While smoking remains the biggest cause, lung cancer can also occur in people who've never smoked.
About 20 to 25% of patients who get diagnosed with lung cancer have never smoked. And some people get lung cancer because they were exposed to secondhand smoke and they never actually smoked themselves.
The good news, says Mayo Clinic thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman, is your risk starts to fall if you can quit.
We say that if you've quit for at least 7 years, you've really reduced your risk. For lung cancer screening, if you haven't smoked in 15 or 20 years, then you're not really at high enough risk to qualify for screening.
And that means your chance of being diagnosed with a lung cancer is probably about less than 2%. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mary O'Malley is here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a forward from, I was talking to somebody, forward thinking about one's brain and how it works. How do you think you get with, you know, the psychic business and that you have to use your brain, don't you, along with, what are the combination, maybe that's the best question to start our conversation, the combination of things that you have to call upon in order to give somebody the psychic experience that they're desirous of when they contact you at psychicscout.com.
It seems like it's always a little different each time, but generally I receive information, and sometimes it's a feeling, sometimes it sparks a memory, one of my own memories, and they'll use something in my past or my memories or my thoughts to convey something to the client. A lot of times I have to interpret feelings. Yes, I have to use my brain. I have to use all my senses in receiving the information. And then I have to use my brain to interpret the information I'm receiving. And it always comes a little differently. You know, it's a little different each time. So everything is involved, you know.
Yeah.
All parts of me.
Well, and that's do you see people in person because of the virus? Are you just doing Zoom connections, or are you actually seeing people in person as well if they wear masks and practice
practice? I think since coronavirus started, I've only seen two people in person. You know, those are people that are pretty close to me anyway, you know, and of course we wear masks and do everything right. Mm-hmm. But no, almost 100% I'm doing by Zoom or by telephone.
All right. So let's say one of the things that people come to you to do, I was just talking about losing weight. People come to you for lots of different reasons, but oftentimes there's a specific thing. I want you to help me because my mind doesn't seem to keep me away from eating chocolates and ice cream and candy and stuff. So what do I have to instill in my mind in order to stop eating things that are bad for me and to lose weight? That's something I can absolutely see somebody coming to you for that.
The best place to start is as an aversion. Number one, what are the repercussions if you don't lose the weight? Mm-hmm. Are you going to get sick? Is it going to be hard to move? Your joints ache more, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the other part of the equation is what are all the good things that are going to come from losing weight? And so once your mind is clear on the aversion to, you know, gaining weight, then you really, really focus on how wonderful it's going to be to lose the weight. You know, how easy it's going to be to fit in your clothes, how sexy you're going to feel, how easy it's going to be to move. And and if you stay focused on that, your mind starts making some adjustments for you.
Okay. And so that's the $64 question, though. How do you do it? It's easy to say you need to do this, you need to do that. We want to transform you into being a happier person and yada, yada. But then how do you flip those switches? Because we all know, especially astrologically, we're born in certain times to have certain lessons, and getting out or away from those things so you will be happier is a hell of a job for most people, isn't it?
Yes. It entails making a firm decision. Mm-hmm. And I write things down and like stick them on my bathroom mirror so that every time, you know, I go to the bathroom, I look in the mirror and I remind myself to be in that positive thought, or I'll stick it to my computer. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it's going to get. But in the beginning, it's pretty weak, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have to do little things to remind yourself that your thought process needs to be focused on your goal.
Speaking of reminding people or your mind process, you have the Magic Mind, Magic Life coaching side of your connection at MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicCloud.com. So how are we doing on increasing people's personal power through this Magic Mind process?
Well, that's what it's about. It's, you know, what are your thoughts? What are your hidden thoughts? We find those that need to be adjusted so that you can move forward. And, you know, coaching is about helping a person stay focused.
Yeah.
So,
sure,
you know, that's a huge help, having someone in your corner like that.
Yep. It really is. It's very hard, especially all the distractions today, keeping your mind focused. That's why you need a good time with Mary. For a good time, call Mary. Or for a better time, go to her website, sign up for some coaching. It's MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicScout.com. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Into a particular zone. I love going into this zone with Laura Banks, who's a great friend. She's been very active through her life and all kinds of things. You said something a little while ago that made me think, though, of, you know, why you meet people and what goes on and so forth and so on. Your story of your mother and my story of my mother are very similar. And so I wonder what that has done. Maybe that explains our dysfunction.
Well,
some people think that we have dysfunction. I don't know.
It's the front of the hand, back of the hand syndrome, Doug. It's dysfunction and genius all at the same time. All you have to do is watch The Queen's Gambit on Netflix right now to see the epitome of dysfunction and genius. And that's what it is. I mean, we saw complete breakdown, and we didn't have communication. If I had to guess your world and mine, and we built bridges of language and got better. Many people do. You know.
So, did you have a hard time trusting people? Or is that part of my Scorpio horoscopic astrological landscape? Which comes first, me being a Scorpio, or maybe it's because I don't think Pisces, which is my moon sign, and I'm an Aquarius rising. I don't think that has the same sort of tentativeness to it as Scorpio. Scorpio sun
and Aquarius rising would make you, you'd have to work to be your friend. You know, I had to work to become your friend. Whereas I'm an Aries, I'm a little more, knocking on the door of Doug.
Who's that knocking at my door? Yeah. Okay.
But I, on the other hand, am an Aries. I'm an open book. I'm childlike. I'm naive. I'm gullible. We're a little more, oh, wait, that was stupid. Don't do that again. Whereas I am a little, yeah, I'm a little
I'm plenty gullible.
Really?
Yeah.
And maybe that Pisces moon, which just wants to believe so desperately in the deliciousness of people and then gets kind of disillusioned again, you know, watches his back.
Is that, as we move ahead here astrologically, heading to the end of the year, most of the planets that have been in retrograde are out and will be out by the end of the year. So at the moment, moving ahead, we see some action on COVID. We see a lot of other things that seem to be changing. And as we were talking about change in a conversation you and I had earlier, there is much change afoot. And so people who are frustrated because they don't have the life that they had don't see ahead. What are the stars doing to open all of this up?
Well, so we've had Mercury retrograde Mars, retrograde Venus in its fall position in Virgo, and Jupiter's uncomfortable in Capricorn. So this is important because Venus represents justice. Jupiter brings good fortune. So what we can rely on going forward is ensuring that things will run smoothly in such a large-scale operation. So all these planets not performing as well can make this process arduous and inaccurate. So I'm predicting that in general there will not be a clear understanding of how things are going to move until that Saturn goes into Aquarius in December, December 19th. But I'm seeing what's going on. I predicted to you we were going to have a big turnaround around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the Biden presidency is a turnaround in the right direction. I think the stock market is suggesting that as well. And the fact that we're moving into what has been the dawning with the hair and the musical on Broadway all about this age of Aquarius. This
the
is
the dawning
it.
Of the age.
This
we
is
can sing that.
So it's happening that Venus has been there all along to support this really nasty conjunction we've been in the middle of with Pluto there expanding. It's all dark, its energy around Saturn. But Venus and Jupiter are there to save the day. So it's what we talked about earlier today, which is change is good. We've been shaken up like crazy, and we're going to come out the other side better. We are. It's hard to believe, you know, Donald Trump and everything that people can say or not say about it. He completely transformed how we vote and don't vote. What's gone on economically, we're not going to be the same on the other side, thank God, because honestly, I don't think it was working so great when it was all working.
No, it hasn't. Lots of stuff hasn't worked well, and he's done a lot of good, as far as I'm concerned, in many different areas. Maybe his personality is what we don't like, but there are some things that have happened that have been very beneficial, moving us along, because that's what we have to do. Like it or lump it, you've got to learn to move along.
Right.
And I think that astrology is a great help for me, anyway, in that area, because it does put a... I don't know that I know how to use it well, or, you know, you have the information, and you sort of put it in a box, and you don't go to it as you need to, and that's
different signs fare better through this whole thing. If you're a water sign, a Pisces or a Cancer or a Scorpio, you're gonna have a harder time with this because you're too emotional about everything going on, whereas a Capricorn will just breeze through, or a Virgo breeze through.
Let's hear it for the Capricorns. That's Laura Banks. What's your number for people to find you?
Oh, 352-552-1243.
There it is. Laura Banks. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.